You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, as usual, we kick off with how the markets have been performing throughout the day. And I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Masilela, to take a look at the market movements for the day. Good evening, Dr. Masilela. Lovely to catch up with you. As always, very strong start to the month of December for our local equities. Not such a strong start for the Rand. What do you make of the first trading day of the month?
Looking very good, Jimmy. We hope we'll be able to hold this. Remember, for the month of November, the all share was down almost 1.9%, and the rand weakened almost 2.4%. And I think maybe things like the PMI numbers, manufacturing activity from China, which continued to expand among smaller manufacturers in November, I mean, sitting at 51.5 versus estimated 50.5, helped, even though locally we saw our November PMI dropping to 48.1, down from 52.6. But I think people are now used to this all comments or threats coming from Trump. Remember the latest one when threatening breaks about 100% tariffs. It comes after he had last week threatened the higher import tariffs against China, Mexico, and Canada. And we saw that itself managed to rattle global markets with the prospect of more protectionist policies in the U.S. And I think investors also feared the retaliation, especially from China. But I think another thing that we are failing probably to factor in perfectly, China, other than maybe trying to retaliate, they might also use the opportunity to come with more stimulus to try to defend themselves. And bearing in mind as well that investors, given the latest economic data, yes, we still have jobs numbers coming out on Friday, but they are still betting that come December, we should still get that interest rate cut. So I think those are the things which are driving the markets. And bear in mind that some of Trump's policies are not too bad. I mean, he's proposing tax cuts, you know, he's also proposing deregulation. So that should be positive for the economy as well.
He is also proposing, Makwe, that we impose 100%, or that the US imposes 100% tariffs on South Africa and every other BRICS nation that decides to abandon the US dollar. Quite a bold statement, quite a Trump-like statement. And as you said, I think something you said was quite important around the fact that markets are almost used to this level of Trump crazy, because there was
bully.
Very little.
He's a bully.
He's a bully indeed. And that's not a new thing, right? So that's not a new thing that South Africa or any other country is going to be walking into. But it does mean that we might have to look at things a little differently.
Definitely, we have to. And the thing is, we know that most likely he's going to implement some of those things we've seen in his first term, you know, that he did implement. And truth be told, some of these things, he's got a point that if people are not fair to you, why should you continue to nest them? And it's true, he's the president of the U.S. He has to do everything to try to protect the U.S. itself. But sometimes I think he gets the narrative wrong. And maybe just like any other person, he's not 100% perfect. But yes, people are used to these things, and Trump is one of those guys who doesn't mind, you know, to withdraw a statement.
Yeah, that's true. Trump is not afraid to go back on something that he said at a previous time or change the narrative. But that being said, I mean, that also means that from a South African perspective, if Trump is going to be doing what's best for South Africa, then South Africa needs to be, or best for United States, then South Africa and other countries need to be doing what's best for them. Makwe, I want to look at some updates that we got locally. I want to start with NAMPAC results. We got a set of numbers from NAMPAC. Did it look good? Did it look bad? How do we process it?
I think good from my side. I mean, the success of their turnaround strategy to date is evidence when it comes to that strong financial recovery, including the effective revenue growth management and also cost. And now I think the guys have managed to turn back into profits, you know, with positive cash flow. But economic growth is still pedestrian. Inflation is high, currency is volatile, and consequently, consumer spending is lower than optimal. And we know that volume growth is highly impacted or highly dependent on the customer growth and the ability to gain market share. Revenue up a mere percent, trading profit up over 100%, profits as headline earnings per share as well over 100%. So not too bad for a company like NAMPAC, and the guys have managed to meet all their requirements when it comes to the restructuring of their debt. So if all goes well, I think from here, the guys should just be cruising okay.
Marco, we got a transaction capital cautionary there, renewal of a cautionary there, along with a disposal of interest in one of their subsidiaries. Take me through what's happening there. I mean, we know that the transaction capital business has been restructuring ever since that unbundling of We Buy Cars. We kind of knew that the rest of the business would be looking a little different come this time or even into the future. What's happening with this latest cautionary?
The guys extended what they call their commitment negotiations, and I think that was up until the 30th of November to be able to dispose what they call the RC value, you know, into this whole thing. But now, unfortunately, it didn't happen. Now they call it the road cover. We call it RC. It didn't happen. They didn't meet the deadline. So now that's saying take us back to the position where we'd have been, you know, had the road cover disposal not being implemented. And then now got another, extension up until the 13th of December. And should things not work out, then they have to, when it comes to this further extended commitment negotiation and a long stop date, or then the guys have to be taken back or restored to the position in which they left. Been, you know, should this whole thing not be implemented. And remember, this road cover guys, these are the guys, you know, who are offering insurance, you know, tire insurance, stuff like that. Nice business for them. But the whole story, as we said about these guys, since the unbundling of We Buy Cars, there is a rumor that they might end up delisting the whole thing because they also want to get rid of some of their businesses. So it's no longer a question of restructuring, but a question of trying to unbundle as much as they can to try to unlock shareholders' value, then ultimately delist.
Marco, I want to look at one more before we look to the week ahead. Avenged telling us that they are getting rid of their infrastructure investment. I thought infrastructure was the way to go.
Only if it gets to be implemented on time, only if the margins are decent. We know these projects can be very big, but they can take forever to be implemented. Ever since, if you remember, since the financial crisis of 2007-2008, infrastructure has been said is the way to try to lift economies. Then you ask yourself, how many people managed to implement that? So it's all well and good to announce those kind of things. Back home here, it was part of our recovery plan during the Sixth administration, and not much has happened. This time around, we're hopeful that maybe it will get right. So my point is, we know infrastructure needs to happen, but it might take forever to be implemented. And depending on how deep your pockets are, how strong your balance sheet are, do you have the staying power to wait it up until it eventually happens? Then that might be a constraint for you. And also these big projects, they happen to have small margins as well. And I think competition is huge when it comes to that. It's been opening up to other countries to be able to participate, especially the guys from BRICS.
Now, the week ahead looks quite interesting, Marco. We've got non-farm payrolls numbers out of the US. We typically see those jobs numbers at the start of every month. But I want to also just look at the month of December. It is a slower trading month in December. We kind of have asset managers, traders, investors winding down for the year end. We sort of almost have a half a month. Is there anything you're looking ahead to? Is there anything surprising that you are anticipating might come out of this month? Of course, the US does still have that one lingering rate decision as well.
Yeah, I think after the jobs numbers, which as we said will be released on Friday, that will be the last set of numbers that will give us an indication about the expectations when it comes to the interest rate decision. And unfortunately, back home here, you know, after the 13th, we tend to have things slowing down, but the interest rate decision in the US happens to be the very following week. So we might probably start things slowing down around the 20th. So for me, those are the two major events. But we always keep an eye when it comes to these geopolitical tensions. And we have seen that we thought we've got a ceasefire, you know, between Hezbollah and Israel. Today we are talking a different story. So we'll always keep an eye when it comes to the geopolitics.
Yeah, and those geopolitics are ever moving. One day we have zero commentary from around the world. The next day, the president-elect of the United States decides to declare a war on everybody. We'll leave the conversation there, Makwe. Thanks so much, as always, for the time and for the insights. Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day, as well as what has been a driving sentiment for those that have missed those market movements. The Rand is a little bit weaker on today's trade at the moment against all of the majors, but we did have a very strong day from an equity standpoint, and hopefully that strong day or strong day translates into a stronger week and eventually a stronger month.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.